So we were discussing Nazca Rababa
and all the different facets of it, which are each of which requires certainly more time, much more time, much more detail. We've already, been able to appreciate like why this is, again, such a landmark case, why the Rambam calls it and keeps repeating it, in Toin and Malden and Gzela as a landmark case, and how it affects, potentially our understanding of Migu, of Ein Echad, of Komasa Tachas Yad Adam, Harehu Shalo, like the different perspectives on those three very big questions clearly are impacted by, the various interpretations of this halakha. And of course, again, in the Rabban, it's Peshas and Peshahit here, and in the Mesa Matmo, Russia to throw into the mix as well. And what we were, the last thing that we were discussing was a question of Eid Echad. Thursday, I hope, we'll at least just do like an introductory shiur, at least just some parameters on Talui V'Zavin, because that's what we were going to do. We didn't get very far, but at least everybody, I gave some arm kavos on it, right? On Talui V'Zavin?
I think so.
Yeah. And also, if you wanted to see, of course, the Rishonim Alatar are very critical, and I gave some of them, I think, the Rabbi Yonah, the Raj, Brother Ramban, the Rajbam, of course, the Rambam in the Perikin Hilchos Bechira, the Rambam in Hilchos Gezela, Sir Kikun, the Rambam in Hilchos Gezela Perik Aleph, in the context of Lasachma, the Raibid, the Rambam in Perik Dalet, Hilchos Ishus, and the Rambam in Korban and Gittin. So those to look at. But also, if you want to look, there's a lot of very interesting material in the poskim, the Tur and Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Hei. And also to the real way to do this would be also to coordinate, as I mentioned previously, with the sugya of Moda, because that's that's kind of a corollary. That's the way out of Talmud Vezavin Zvini Zvini, and depending on like what the default. That's what we're going to discuss on Thursday. Like is once the Gemara introduces the result of Talmud Vezavin Zvini Zvini. So are we dealing with some sort of a more problematic level of ratzon the onus, and if so, how problematic and mechudash is that, or does how what kind of even what the default standard is, like should we do you have to prove that it works, do you have to prove that it doesn't work, and part of that may very well be connected to the effectiveness. When moda'a is effective. But the more you think, no big deal in the end, agavonsi gomer makni, the less tolerance is going to be for something like moda'a. And if you think that the whole, agavonsi gomer makni is mechudash, and especially if you think it's not only mechudash, but it's like, a lower level, a kachalos of like ratzon ba'ones, so then moda'a is going to be far more viable, and more, valid, etc. Right? So those are things to think about in advance of looking at the Gemara. And, the best thing would be to, to learn the sugya, and to learn the sugya of Bava Kama Samach Beis, and then also the sugya of moda'a, and of course the sugya in Kiddushin. I gave you that also, right? Beis on Beis with the Rajba. And a bunch of other things as well. Okay, so we'll get back. But anyways, where we were in Nazca Rababa was on the Eid Echad side of it. So this is a very massive topic which we don't have any potential to encompass. Again, back in the day when we learned Shavuos, we definitely did a much more thorough job, but I just want to talk about some Rashi Prakim. You could do this through Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis, Shavuos Daf Mem, or of course Shavuos Lamed Beis and Ben Zayin, which is Nazca Rababa. You could do it through Bava Basra. You could do it through, Shavuos Daf Mem Komakom She, Shnayim Chayvin Osamama Neidachem Chayshu. You could do it through Bava Metzia, where you have the whole discussion of the Maram Rittenberg and the Rush, which we'll talk about a little bit also about Eid Echad being Poter Mla Shavua. as opposed to simply being Mechayev the Shvua. So any of those venues and more, obviously, are an opening to examining more fully the status of Eid Echad. So we're interested in two questions, broadly speaking, about Eid Echad. One is like a more conceptual question, and then we have to figure out what reflects this, and that is, does Eid Echad b'Shvua belong to the world of Eidus, or more to the world of Nemanus? That's like a massive question. How does it connect with Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem next year? How does it connect with the in-between, between Eid Echad Neman Bisurim and Eid Echad b'Shvua? Namely, Eid Echad be Mises Habal, Eid Echad be Egla Rufa, Eid Echad, be Sota, and whether or not you might even be Bakalik, between within those three, because they're the ones that where Eid Echad is like Shvua as a standalone, right? It's not just Isurim. On the other hand, that's where Ula says this halacha komakom, shemina Torah Eid Echad harei kan shnayim, which is not the same as what I just said in Baruch Shvuas, which is komakom she shnayim b'chayv and also momo Eid Echad b'chayv b'shua, two different klalim. But right, so and the question of ksherim and psulim and how exactly that all works. So that's kind of where does Shvua Eid Echad stand with vis-a-vis all of that? That is the question: is it belong to the world of Mammon? Does it belong to the world of Shvua of Isurim and so on? And the second question is this more, to what extent is connected to the first? But to what extent is the Chiyuv Shvua or the Chiyuv Shvua, at least in the case of Eid Echad, or the Chiyuv of Eid Echad, a Chiyuv Mammon? So in addition to the question of Nemanus and Eidus, which is very connected, is the question of Mammon Shvua, the relationship between Mammon Shvua and various Isurim. So we just already noted, so I just want to speak a few Rashi Prakim about that. Again, the way it comes in, as we just doing a quick review, in our sugya, is that some of the Rishonim want to explain that the reason that there is a migu, why wouldn't this migu work? That's very mysterious. And the explanation of the Rivam and the Ramban and the Rajba and then the Nisuach, becomes very, very important, is that the reason migu doesn't work is because it's basically migu, neged chiyuv mamon. There's a chiyuv mamon here. You can't get out of chiyuv mamon, with migu, or it's basically, treated, the idea seems to be that it's treated like Eidus. It's a shvua, so it isn't really chiyuv mamon. So that's where you get these formulations that shvua is a ptur, it's really a chiyuv mamon, there's a ptur shvua. That's the formulations of the Ramban and the Rajba. Or, like the Rivam, where the chiyuv to begin with is a kind of an option. And that in contrast to the view, which we also demonstrated exists, and there's many other rayas that exist, and that is that it's a chiyuv shvua, a chiyuv shvua, and therefore it's kind of more peripheral, trivial, it's kadesh yoda lahafis daito. What if it's a birur? That's kind of in between, so what monetary, I don't mean literally, not a dollar figure, but what value do you put on a birur? That's where the cab, again, mashal, comes in a little bit, meaning it doesn't have to be mammon, and it can still instigate mammon, because you just, it's still something that you need to address, and if you can't address it, then the only way to address it becomes, the money, monetary way, even if it isn't the key of mammon. Or no, the key of shvua, can never convert into mammon, even on that level, because at most, it's birur and maybe less, and maybe even birur, doesn't have that conversion level to mammon. So this is all important. And again, that part of the question also raises, the question whether or not all shavuos, even shavuos d'oraisa, are the same as chetzah shel shavuos, and in terms of their mechayev. All right, those are two different but very related points, sometimes very hard to separate, you know, out. Meaning, is it possible to say, like, certain shvuos are like, you know, p'tur mamon, or an option, other shvuos are birurim, and other shvuos are, you know, simply lachis, you know, daito, shel bala bayis. Even the chetza shel shvuah of the three shvuos d'oraisa are, you know, open, you know, to question. And of course, that is very related, but not necessarily completely identical, and for certain issues it might help to sort those things and separate them, to the question of the mechayiv of the shvuos d'oraisa. Like, you know, what is the scope, what koach do they really have, you know, in terms of that koach ha-mechayiv. So of course in Eidechot we know what we're talking about. We're not just talking about the chetza shel shvuah that is notzar al yadeho Eidechot. We're talking about, you know, the Eidechot himself. You know, and the extent to which he you know, is parallel to or even overlaps into Eidus and Eidim and so on. But when it comes to motive and mixas, right, the question is, you know, Taina or Taina Chashuva, and how much weight you put, especially on the Taina Chashuva. Right, it's you know, if there is a machlokas in the world of motive and mixas, you know, whether or not the mechayev is the taina, you know, all things being equal, or taina chashuva, and what level of chashuva there is in the taina, you might very much argue that machlokas isn't just a technical argument, you know, about what is required to trigger the skill, but that, you know, depending on how much on the scale of taina chashuva miyod, I don't know. In, you know, you're getting actually closer to, whether it's on the chetza shel shvuah level or the mechayev level, like a chiyuv mamon. In which case you will say that there are qualitative, this is like a key to bar mitzvah and shavuos, there are qualitative differences whether you hold, you know, taina chashuva, and what you mean by taina chashuva, you know, in terms of motiv mikzas. You know, that's very important. And in parallel, and of course it's also connected up, as we'll see in a moment, to the question of, you know, the Taina of Shnei Kesef in Motiv and Miktsas, and Rav and Shmuel, possibly, etc. So that's one. And in parallel, of course, what we've also mentioned, and that is Shavuos HaShomer. So again, in Shavuos HaShomer, we know that that it's Halas HaFeik. And as I mentioned previously, there seems to be a massive machlokas of Rishonim, including the Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam really rooted in the Midrash, but there are other makoros as well. And that is, you know, is that a strength or a weakness? Right? The superficial tendency, the initial tendency, the default tendency, would be to say, come on, it's even, you know, triggered by a suffix. Then it's, you know, lahafas taito, shabalabayas, or sechiyu biwur, but it can't be more than that, because, you know, there's not even a tainas vadai. It sounds like it's a weaker foundation for a shvuah. And indeed, that seems to be what the Raivid, who, when he talks about, you know, katan and so on, says, you know, kol shekein, you know, if katan is not mechayiv, you know, in a tainas vadai, he's certainly not going to be mechayiv in a time of suffering. But the Rambam and Rimi Gash responds to that, and the Rimi Gash, very, very language, very strong, probably is, you know, that's actually the opposite is true. You don't need a time of suffering because the Mechayev is even more substantial. The Mechayev is the Hafkada, or the Chiyuv HaShava. So it's kind of like a supercharged Eniodea, you know, in Praticha, as opposed to an Eniodea in Iskayat. And we'll see in a couple of minutes that Xos is very into this idea too. Now, of course, it could have been Mechalek, you could be Mechalek between different Shomrim, even though they're all Asafek. But if you want to start, you know, thinking that, you know, maybe Shuas Shomrim of a Shoel is different than that of a Shomer Chinam, you know, and so on, you know, you'd have to, you know, demonstrate that based on the Makoros. But if, you know, but Misvara, obviously, there's really good reason to think that, you know, because in certain situations, it's clear, like in Shoel, the idea that, you know, you're chiyuv, you know, hashava, and that you're chayiv until you're patur, because kolan hashalo, you know, and all of that, you know, is very, very reasonable. Whereas, you know, in Shomer Chinam, if you're talking about pshia, especially if you're taking like a Rambam perspective, like Poshea Kemazik, so like the very strong focus is most likely the takala, and the moment of the takala, and the makayiv of the takala, is e shmira, is choser shmira, and of course Shomer Sachar and Sofer, you are somewhere in between these two extremes. So if you wanted to make the argument logically that the Chetzah Shel Shvua and this question, you know, suffix is a weakness, suffix is a strength, that you're going to break it down in that way, misvara, you'd be okay. Again, you just, the problem is, you know, it's always harder to say tudinim without relating in some way to the Makoros in the Torah, but at least that's kind of the agenda. Good. So that's kind of where we were. And we were encountering that, you know, in Naskad Rababa, that clearly there are Rishonim, based on their discussion of these issues, you know, that think that a Shvua is just a Shvua, and it's a Birur, or less. And that affects, again, how you answer this Migu question, and also whether there is such a concept, even, of, you know, HaKchashas Gavra HaEid, or Chetzah Shel Eid is the other, you know, perspective. Why can't you take this Shvua? And there are other Rishonim, clearly, who are holding that this is either an option or a Chiyuv Mamon, with a Petur Shvua. And again, it dovetails nicely with the Rishonim who are also saying that unless you, you know, neutralize in a very vigorous way the Eid Echad, you know, he's basically going to be treated, you know, like Shnayim Eidim. Okay, so just a few to kind of highlight that further. So we talked about some of the Gemaras, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis, regarding Shavuos, Korban Shavuos Eid Echad, where the Gemara had a view, one view of Elazar ben Shimon, that was Elazar ben Shimon, I think so, that, you know, yeah, Elazar ben Shimon, who's Mechayiv Mashbia Eid Echad, and certainly the Gemara's Hava Mina, that that was based on Eid Echad Kiasa LaMamona Ka'asa, and the debate between Rashi and the Rinnegash, which I say is like a double-edged sword, because like Rashi's more radical. Wow, is there even a view, a deya in the Gemara that Eid Echad is Mechayiv Mamon, and that the, you know, Kol Avonu Kol Chatas, you know, doesn't include Chiyuv Mamon? So that's pretty radical. On the other hand, is it too radical, you know, to continue, you know, to be useful, you know, once it doesn't make the final cut, you know, lahalacha. Maybe the Rimigash, who says, oh, it's the potential teaming with another Eid Echad that's Kameha. Okay, but not necessarily anticipating that, but the very, you know, fact of it and the potential of it obviously reflects something about the Eid Echad, you know, himself. So again, instead of focusing there on the Chiyuv Shvua, which can turn into Mamon, or the Chiyuv Shvua, which is a Petur Mamon, or an option, or whatever, you know, the Rimigash is zeroing in on the, you know, zero plus zero doesn't, you know, make two. So obviously each aid, you know, could be perceived as like a, you know, a half of Aedus, or an aid in Aedus already, just not, you know, just not enough. So that, you know, is very relevant. We saw echoes of that also in the Rashi's in Kiddushin, where the Gemara has a discussion about Makadish Bifnei Eid Echad, Koshin the Kiddushin or not, and the relationship of Shvua, more specifically, in that context. Then we talked about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, parallel Gemara, about Rav Yoshua ben Korcha and Rav Nasan. Rav Yoshua ben Korcha is Eidus Miyukadas. Rabbi Shuv and Karchas Kiddush is Afilu Halva, Achar Halva. Again, these are massive topics, each one in their own right. We're not going to try to cover them, but just, you know, touching on them as they relate to, you know, the background of this whole topic and potential to pursue it further. So, Eidus Miyuchedes, you could say, oh no, that's a special din, it's a special Kiddush. Right, but the more you think that Eidus Miuchedes is more in the mainstream, which, you know, with things like Maknis Nos on the Kippah, Amana de Kambisayid, you know, again, maybe it's not Eidus on the same Maisa, but it's Eidus on Chiyuv Agavra, you know, which something back in the day we talked, I think it's in Shavuos, for those who are here, about the relationship to Eidus Umdana. In other words, I say, I know, I one aide says, I witnessed a halva between Reuben and Shimon, you know, Monday morning. And another guy says, ah, you know, I witnessed a halva between Reuben and Shimon on Wednesday morning. So, you know, Amana to come aside high, lo come aside high, that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and that's a reason to think that it's, you know, insignificant. But, you know, the other way to look at it is, like, do you always need Eidus on the Maisa HaMechayiv? Maybe it's enough to have Eidus on Chiyuv HaGavra, on Chovas Mamon. Amana to come aside, I have lo come aside high, but they're both, there are two Eidim on the Chiyuv. We'll see in a moment how the Tashbates kind of navigates that a little bit differently. So again, the more you think that, you know, it, you know, you could say, oh, so there are, that's the whole story. You know, there are two Eidim, and all you care about is Kovas HaGavra. The Tashbates thinks that, you know, if not for the fact that Eid Echad, you know, was Omeid Liyitzdaref Le'Eid Echad Acher, even on, you know, Monadah Kamasayid High, Lo Kamasayid High, on each one, in other words, you know, that you wouldn't say the rest. He doesn't say this, but it's implicit. I'll read you some of the lines, you know, later on. In which case, even, you know, Eidus Miuchedes is kind of an indicator, you know, that, you know, Eid Echad, you know, because it's Mechayiv Shvuah, or Eid Echad, you know, because Eidus Miuchedes, you know, two Eidus Miucheduses can combine, that, you know, maybe all that wouldn't be true if Eid Echad wasn't already, you know, something with a shame aid. And, you know, something with the ability not to be Mechayiv Legamri, you know, but to have status in Chiyuv Mamon. So that's something to think about. We'll discuss the Tashbates in a minute. A parallel to that is the discussion of Rav Nosson. That's, I think, the last thing we were reading. Rav Nosson's Eidus Miuchedes isn't about the Chetza Shel Eidus, and, you know, as opposed to the Kovas HaGavra, it's about the Maisa HaGadah. That's where, you know, it comes in a little bit, and that's Sugin Sanhedrin. That Sugin Sanhedrin is about, you know, Iyum, and, you know, Prisha V'Chakira, you know, stuff like that. So the question is, you know, is there a requirement that the Eidus, or that the Eidim, sorry, that the Eidus come, you know, together, or that the Eidim at least come, you know, at one time. So that's the issue of Rav Nosson. And again, you know, Ibai Seima Kra, Ibai Seima Svara. And the question really is, like when the Gemara says, on the one hand you could say, you know, you need them together. And then the Gemara has the line, however, you know, even, right, even when they come, here, one second. Almost here. Which is the same line as in Shavuos. That's very significant. So the question is how to take that line. You know, it's when they come together, you know, and you have what you need, they're not speaking simultaneously. So why don't you say that they're also Eid Echad and Eid Echad? Elam itzarfinu lehu. So is the point that in general they don't speak at the same time, they're two Eid Echads and they combine, and that's what we're saying? Or is the point that, you know, if they were two Eid Echads, we would never combine them? But the point is they're a kat, just that the method of a kat being made is through tziruf, and, you know, there's no really fundamental difference between, you know, the tziruf of both being there but not being bebasachas, or the tziruf of, you know, coming at different days or different weeks, or, in other words, this is a shiur in Eid Echad v'Eid Echad, or this is a shiur in Shnayim Eidim, basically. So that is the question, how to read, you know, that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Connected to that Gemara in Sanhedrin, mentioned some past, including this year, because it came up, is the famous, discussion of the Rabbi Yehuda and the Beis Halevi. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda is a very famous case. You know, I think it's the Get of Cleves. Many, many tshuvas on it. Anyways, part of it revolved around like the status of, you know, Eid Echad, and whether Eid Echad needs Rishon Chakira, whether Eid Echad is a din of Eidos Shi'iyata Yachal Lehazima, whether Eid Echad violates, you know, Losana, if he, you know, if he's Nishba LaSheker, like three very, very critical, you know, issues. But of course, each of those issues is also, you know, Nidon is also a part of the argument. So they not viewed as this, you know, couple of tshuvas that are very, very important. Ebenezer Siminai in Beis, I think, and then another one in Tinyana, that's in Kama, I think. And then the Beis Halevi has several simanim where he disputes the Not of Yehuda on a lot of these issues. Again, Ishtiakal Azima and the violating Lasana, Fusion of Hakira, etc. Anyway, part of the whole discussion is, you know, a very interesting exchange about, you know, Rav Nassan. So the background being the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph, this is something we mentioned earlier in the year, and I mentioned, I think, other years, because it comes up a lot. Amar Rav Chanan, Ede Nara Hamurasa Shehuzmu Ein Nerag. This is a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have Ede Nara Hamurasa, right, in other words, they came to court and they testified that there was a betrayal of the marriage, right? And these Edim who testified, you know, were then shown to be Edim Zomimim, right? They actually, you know, were in Chicago that day, Manoah Yisen. So the halacha is that even though they were, you know, Eidei Hazama, right? Chicago's the place of Eidei Hazama, everybody knows that. So Ein Neharagim. The halacha is Ein Neharagim. Ah. Why? Mitoshi Cholim Lomar La'osra Al-Bala, but, this is the famous Gemara. Because they could say, listen, you know, we did, you know, testify falsely, but we didn't want to kill anybody. Like, no, Khalilah, we didn't want to harm anybody, we just wanted to break up a marriage, you know. So that's a really interesting issue in general, right, when it comes to Hazama. Then the Gemara says, Asher Behu, Lo Asher Behu, Lo Asher, Echemikvili, Gemara says, Yeshchabera, you know, we're talking about the Mandamar, who holds Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein Tzrichin Hasral, Shonitma Hasral, Ha'afka Ben Shogeg, Mezid, you know, and so okay, the Shakavatari, the Gemara. But of course, this is a very, very interesting issue in general. Like, let's say there are multiple consequences of an Eidos. So, if there are multiple consequences of an Eidos, right? How regarding Hazama? Why can you? Oh, when can you always? When can you say something like, you know, Laosra Al Bala Banu, below, you know, Laharog, you know, Osa. When can you say that, and when not? Ah. So, that's an interesting question. So, in this whole exchange between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Beis Halevi, the Rabbi Yehuda was saying, you know, that maybe, you know, if there wasn't Risha B'Chakira and all that other kind of stuff, you know, so every time, if you held like Rav Nassan, right, that, you know, you can split up the Maisa Haggadah, right? So then you could always say, you know, that there should be no Hazama, you know, in any Eidos that combines the Eidim. Because I could always say, you know, Lechayiv, you know, Esanidon, Shvua, you know, Basi. Each one will say that, or one of them will say that. And it'll be the equivalent of La'osra Bala, you know, Bum. In which case, you're going to have a lot of, you know, Eidos Shi'iyata Yachal Lahazimas out there. So, like, what's wrong with that? And then I think Rav Yehuda was trying to prove from there, but if you have Drisha B'Chakira, you know, and Hasra and all these things, you know, then, you know, that's a different story. Yeah. So I think that the, you know, this is a very interesting question. So the Beis Halevi in the Tshuva, I think he takes the view that no, that's not the, you know, that doesn't prove that at all, any of that at all. The reason that you can't say L'chayiv Shvua, you know, Basi, and get out of Hazama, is because Eid Echad and his Shvua are anyways a Chiyuv Mamo. In other words, if you take the view, right, that Eid Echad, you know, is really Eidus, and that the Chiyuv Shvua is really a Ptur Shvua, right, so, you know, the Eid Echad is really a Mechayiv Mamon, but there's a Ptur Shvua. So he can't say L'chayiv Shvua Basi, he's Mechayiv Mamon. Okay, so that's, of course, exact. Is that really true? Well, that depends on the stuff that we've been, you know, discussing. The Rav once said in the name of his father a bit of a different answer, and this goes to what we talked about in the beginning of the Natskira Baba Sugya. This is what I call, you know, the filing issue or the Kabbalah Seidus issue. And that is that, you know, when an aid comes to court, the question is, or aidim come to court, you know, how is their testimony received? Like, you know, when Bezin is the Kabbal, the Eidus, like, how do they understand it? Like, what are they thinking? So, again, that's what we talked about when we were talking about, again, the Tchila Besot Hasugya, which was a Peros and Chazaka and so on. I mentioned, you know, some other examples in terms of Davar, Velochatzi Davar, and, you know, Eidim coming separately for each of the three Shnei Chazaka, as opposed to Eidim being made separately, you know, on Saros, Echad al Gaba, you know, Echad al Kresa. So I was trying to explain that and to explain the sugya this way. So this is kind of how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, you know, a little bit differently than the Beis Halevi, how to, you know, get out of the conclusion of the Rav Yehuda. And that is that when it comes to Nara Mura, and this is like, if this is true, and I like it very much, obviously, I'm into this whole idea, that if it's, you know, then the whole Gemara about Nara Murasa Shehuz Ma'in Ragam Toshi Chalom La'asra Ba'alabanu, you know, becomes an interesting, like, you know, paradigm. So, like, on one level, you know, the Rav Yehuda's perspective is, like, oh, you can make a taina. Like, you know, if you can make the taina, this is what I had in mind, you know, maybe that should work. The Beis Halevi is already saying, you know, it's not the taina that you make, it's the legal import, you know, what you're saying. And therefore, L'chayiv Shvua Basi is the equivalent of L'chayiv Mamon B'Ptur Shvua. So that, you know, that does that. But I think what the Moshe Soloveitchik was saying was, no, it's a din of the Kabbalah Seidus. So that's a much more subtle, you know, issue and question. So, for example, are there, you know, the first thing that you think of, you know, when somebody says, you know, that she betrayed the marriage, the first thing you think of is not, you know, the Chiyuv Misa. The first thing you think of is the reason that there's a Chiyuv Misa, and that is, you know, the damage and the betrayal of the marriage. So you want to say these things are simultaneous or even actually, you know, in other words, where I like to term it, like, where do you file, you know, this, you know, in Torah? Like, how do you perceive this in Torah? There, you know, you can say, oh, it's filed in two places, it's filed in one place, you know, and has consequences for other places, so you kind of, you know, move it around the file cabinets, you know, but which, what is the, like, primary or initial labriot? So that is the paradigm. So, in a sense, even if it were not true that, like, you know, the chiyuv of Avnei Echad or the chiyuv Shvua of Avnei Echad, you know, is mamon, right? It still is true that when an Eid Echad comes to court, you know, that the first thing you think of in whatever it is that he says is not, aha, Chiyuv Shvua, it's, oh, we're halfway there, you know, to, you know, to, all we need is one more aid, and we've got a Chiyuv Mamo. Right. So even if, you know, Al Pidin, you know, he's just Mechayev Shvua, or the Shvua itself is not even a Ptur, or an option, or a value comparable to Mamon, right? It's still too, that's what I was saying about Shnei Chazaka. Like, you don't say, oh, Chiyuv Peros, typically. You'd say, ah, we're a third of the way to establishing a chazaka. When somebody comes and says, you know, two edim come and they say, you know, echad begaba, the echad bekresa, you're saying, as Ramban puts it, you're saying, ah, two edim are coming and saying, ktanahi, or katanahi. And then, you know, two other people later are coming and saying, because they didn't see it together, katanahi or ktanahi. So two katan or ktanos do not a gadol make. Or a gedola make, right? Because that's the Kabbalah Seinus. But that's not true about Shnei Chazaka. So that's also not true, you know, about the first thing is, yeah, it's La Osra Al Bala Banu, and then there are consequences. That's not true, you know, about an Eid Echad for a Nasan. It's like, oh, you know, we're halfway to establishing, you know, a Chiyuv Mamo. Yeah.
It's like subjectively objective. How does it work exactly? We just assume what the...
I mean, how do we know all this?
Meaning that what the Dayanim think when they...
Right, so I don't think it's guesswork, for sure. I'm just saying, you know, you might have to... like, when this is an open question, you know, if it gets through to, like, Psukim or the first thing that Torah speaks about it, I think, great. Like, in the case of Eidei Na'ar Meras, I think, you know, the first thing you think of, you know, is not, oh, death penalty. It's... because even the death penalty is a consequence, as I say, of the betrayal of the marriage. So the first thing you think about is, ooh, this marriage is done. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I was it's a little bit fragile, it seems, to kind of say, oh, well, this is the first thing we think of.
And yeah, no, I'm just using that as an example. What I'm saying is, that is the mechayev, and that is the, you know, and the same thing is true. I think it's really true about... like, for example, Echo Begabim, Echo Bekresa, just to use that example again, just because somebody comes and says, you know, oh, we saw a Seyar, that's what Ramban is saying, you know, Begaba, it doesn't make you think, ah, you know, one more and she's a Godel or he's a Godel or she's a Gedola, because it's like perfectly normal, you know, that you're saying, oh, not two? You know, still a Ktana. You know, still a Ktana does not a Godel make. That's what I'm saying. So in some cases, it can be based on Tzukim. In other cases, it's just based on, you know, like the default or the umdana, you know, whatever. In the case of Erecha B'Shua, I think, you know, it's just very normal. You know, I can't prove it, but, you know, it's, you know, first and foremost, you know, if what the content, I'll say this, you know, here the content is always about Mamo. I mean, Erecha is coming and saying, you know, Lavisa. You know, he's not saying, you know, I've got the Shki of Shvua goods on you. You know, he's saying, you know, you borrowed money. So naturally what that means is you owe him money. Just it's not enough for us. You know, but the idea that, you know, it's not filed under the Chi of Shvua court, it's filed under the, you know, we're halfway there to the Dini Mamanis court, you know, is very reasonable. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, in some cases, in other cases, where this question comes up, and, you know, using this paradigm of, you know, La Osra Bala Banu, you know, it might be that there are, you know, two separate dinim, as opposed to, like, a more default, you know, first application and so on. So I think that's a great point. Okay. So these are all, you know, very connected issues. Very closely connected with this also is the, you know, the question of whether you need Ksherim or Psulim and how you know that. So I always like just to point that out, that the you know, the Rambam, of course, in Perek Hey, Hilchos Eidos, Halacha Gimel, says, Kol makom she'eid echad mo'il, ishu pasul kamochein mi'idin, chutz me'eid echad shel shvua, and then he adds, She'ein mechayv in shvua ela be'edus kosher ha'ra'ui lehitztarev im acher. right? Well, this is all, you know, this is all the Rambam just speaking freely. Now, what the Rambam is really quoting here, is kind of the Rimigash, you know, in the Havamina in Shavuos Lamed Beis, which is not surprising because we know the Rambam's, you know, huge, you know, debt influence-wise to the Rimigash. Again, we try to show, you know, again and again, you know, that the Rambam strikes out independently, you know, despite it, but it's always, you know, within that framework. You know, the Rimigash, you know, sometimes is, you know, swallowed completely and oftentimes, you know, re-adapted, you know, but his impact is huge. So just very interesting. I mean, the Rambam just is explaining why you need an Eidachot Kasher and Shua. And he's basically saying, because he has to be some Eidachot for Shavua has to be somebody who's royally hitstari fimacher, bizchayvze and nishba mamon alpiv. Right? Who said that? Like, why is that true? If you have two, then you have two. Till you have two, you have one. Who said the one is defined by the ability to be mitstari to the two? But that's what the Rimigash was explaining in the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. I don't think it's a coincidence. I mean, it's my suggestion. But in which case, again, it's also a great example, not only that it, you know, influence, subtle influence, but also of, you know, the idea of resonance or echoing. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon at all, right? But, you know, the Rimigash's perush of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, you know, ends up being the Rambam's formulation, you know, of why you need an Eidachot Kosher, which is quite amazing. And it also fits in nicely anyway with the Rambam's broader view, which we've seen in you know, Nasker or Mappa and other, seen a moment in other things, mostly, which is that Eidachot, you know, is really connected to Shnayim Eidim in a big way. And that's why he quotes here also, Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim or Shosh Eidim, Lasos Shlosha Kishnai, Mashnai Nimzach and Karva Paso Batala Eidus, Ab Shlosha, Uadin Lemea, Nimzach and Mem Karva Paso Batala. Why do you have this halacha here? Anyway, the Kesef Mishnah says, Eini Odea Mehechan Hotzi Rabbeinu Dinze, which is remarkable. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah really was thinking that an Eidachot, the Shvua, could be Paso. Of course, that would certainly establish that it's only a Chiyuv Shvua, and it would put it together, you know, closer to, you know, Eidachonem Bisurin, or those views, which the Rambam is complicated. The Reb Chaim has several pieces about it, regarding, you know, Egalupa, Sota, Bisa Sabal. There's some massive pieces in Hilchos Rotzeach, regarding Egalupa, and Hesishus, and the Rambam. Reb Chaim actually argues that there are differences between those three cases, in terms of Kashrus and when you do say whether maybe only Biksherin, not Bipsulin, that's a remarkable view, but I believe that's Reb Chaim's argument. So the Kesef Mishnah is considering, you know, Ad Kedei Kach, like, Eni Yodea Mehechan Hotzi Rabbeinu Din Zeh, and Imlo Midam Rinan L'Kol Ovan L'Kol Chata Seinu Kam. Like, oh, maybe we can darshan it from psukim, right? About kamul l'shua, mashma the roi le'edus avon mechatas b'tzira v'acher askina. Okay, good drasha, but like he needs a drasha. So in the Mordechai, there is a view actually quoted that Gonim, I think, that actually thought that really it's true that Eidachon v'shmua could be a pasul. That's remarkable. But obviously the widely accepted mainstream view is like the Rambam, but the fact that the Kesef Mishnah was even so defensive about it is very remarkable. So, so the Tashbates actually also directly connects to this. Like, you know, you just sit here and read your email and, you know, surf the web, you know, pretending that you're you know, looking at the Tashbates, you know, on your scanned documents here. Like, how do you know? That's really a good question, actually. Okay, so, wait, is it here? Oh, here it is. So there are a couple of Tashbates. They're just very remarkable, really. Here, one second. Yeah, let's look at Ayin first. All right. Od Sha'alta. Misha Kidesh Isha Bifnei Nashim. Okay? He wants to get married and he wants women to be witnesses. Vehi Moda Bedavar. That was Shomeris. Mishata Yisibach. Kivin Shayisi. Yodas. She'edos Nashim Eino Klon. Okay. Ma'u Lachosh Likidusha. Right? Like a very modern tshuva. Tshuva. Zu she lasan shal nashim hi. That's like a modern answer. But zu she lasan shal nashim hi. Shadavar baruhu she ain nashim b'toras edus klap. Kid isa per tshuvas edus. B'nitziv amdu shnei anashim v'lo nashim. U'be'edam akasim b'daber kid isa hasa. V'chein b'Yerushalmi d'yoma yalfinu l'gzer shava. Shnei shnei, v'lo matzino edus isha k'shera b'davar shaverva, elo lahatir isha linase kishomeres beis bayleich. V'hosam kula drabanan, he thinks it's drabanan, mishum iguna, right, others think it's daraisa, aval shar eduyos te'erva lo. V'kaimel eni davar shaverva v'hosam mishnei. V'shema nistapakta bazeh, mishum dekaimel an kol makom she'isha nemenes, me'a nashim k'edach adami, is good. So maybe 100 nashim or nashim are good. Shafil Divre Baal Sefer Mitzvah Shechoshin Le'edus Eid Echad. Right? Le'edus Nashim Lom Chayshinan Klam. De'ed Echad Adif Tvei Me'edus Nashim. Now we have to be careful. De'chazi Le'itztarufe Bahade Acher. Okay, that's one factor. Who cares? I mean, but right now he's only in Eid Echad, right? Until you have two, you have zero in terms of Eidus. Is that true or no? The Eid Echad is half Eidos, right? Vekam hu l'shvua. So is that relevant? That's a shvua halacha, not a mamon halacha. It's like the first Rashi in the sugya in Kiddushin Samachay, right? Aval nashim lo v'od shafilu b'Eid Echad l'chasha shachoshesh ela b'shashneim modim. That's interesting. They thought that it was a real combination of Shnayim Bodim, of Odas Bodim, plus Eid Echad. That's an interesting combination. A little bit like, reminds us of
the Ravan
a little bit, on Eidim Neisimat Marasha, very good. Avalim Yeshak Chosha B'neim, Ein Chosha L'Kiddushin, Ein Chosha V'Rajba, and the guy who put up the footnotes in the Machon Yerushalayim says he doesn't know what Rajba they're referring to. But okay. That is Simen Ayin, which is already interesting, but Simen Ayin Zayin, much more interesting. So Shimon Ayin Zayin, Hashara Rishon Mitzad Eidos Ha'Eid Echad. It's like a whole Arichos, a Maracha. Yeshul Dakte, Kukneimah Pasa Torah Eid Echad L'Mamon. He is asking from the opposite side, right? Why isn't Eid Echad simply Mechayev Mamon? Not so sure. We'll get back to that. Is it a chashash sheker? He's saying no. Sheim kein l'didon the kaimel for b'shul ben karcha, right? Dezeh chazem mitzdarfin ish lachush l'sheker. If it were a chashash sheker, then Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha edus miuchedes Should it work either? Is that true? Not necessarily, because there you have Shnayim, right, who are Me'idim on the Chovas Agabra. Right? It's just you have Echad on the Mana, you know, but you have two on the Chova. Ki Hechad Echad B'lechude Ikal Mechash Hachanami B'Shnayim Shekol Echad Meid Edus Miuchedes The Ein Hit Star Fusam Right? Motzianu Midei Chashash Shikra. So that, I think, is a very vulnerable argument, but a very interesting one. That's what I was referring to before. It sounds like he thinks that, you know, Eidus Miuchedes isn't about Eidus Agavra or Eidus Achiyuv as opposed to Eidus Hamaisa, but it's like, you know, it reinforces somehow the Eidus Hamaisa of the one, of each one, in other words. The fact that there's some other transaction between them strengthens the likelihood of the other transaction. That sounds like, in other words, you always need Eidus Alamaisa, but the Eidus Alamaisa of Eid Echad is like strengthened by the pattern of interaction. That seems to be what he says. That's very Bechudash. He's a Tashbit. V'ilas shikra chayshinam b'chad afilu yavo elef v'kulon ya'idu Eidus Miuchedes lo yischaze ka'emes b'shvil kach. Right? The normal Pashas in Eidus Miuchedes, as I said, is that Eidus ala gabra or ala chiyuv is enough for dini mamonis, and dini nefashis need Eidus ala maisa, not Eidus ala gabra. In which case, there's plenty of Eidus and there's no chashash sheker. So it's very interesting the way he looks at Eidus
and Chedus. What would the chashash sheker be there?
Sorry?
In Eidus ala gabra, what would be the chashash sheker? Is he saying you can't say that the psul of the Eid Echad independently is chashash sheker?
He's saying if it were chashash sheker, then having a million of them wouldn't help you.
If you said Eidus ala gabra, what chashash sheker would you have? What would the basis of the sheker of the
no, you wouldn't. And that's my point. Isn't that my point? What I'm saying is he's not thinking that Eidus Miuchedes is Eid Echad inadequate, you know, ala maisa, but you have two Eidim, so, that say that Reuven holds Shimon $100. It could be from two different transactions, but, you know, on a financial level, you know, there are two Eidim who are coming to court and saying Reuven owes $100 to Shimon.
Right, but how that chiyuv came to be, regardless of like what the Eidus is on, could still be attributed to a suspicion of like what the one person saw on his own.
Could be a practical question of how to resolve the chashash sheker.
What?
Could be a practical question of how we could resolve the chashash sheker. He doesn't believe that he could resolve the chashash sheker by saying, well, if two people are, two independent people are reporting on something, then 50% nemonis plus 50% nemonis, it sounds like
zero.
He thinks that unless two people are willing to look at each other in the face to say this about the same thing, then
I don't know if the...
I thought you were saying the fear is like, one guy sees it on his own, he could have like made it up. So if two people saw two things on their own, they both could have made it up. So the fact that we join their Eidus together shouldn't make it true. Because they both saw...
Right, I'm just saying if the token of the Eidus is not on what happened, but it's on, then you transcend that, you shortcut around that. So you have two people both telling you. I guess if it's about them looking each other in the eye, maybe, but not if it's, you need a certain critical mass on fact. Like, what fact do you need two witnesses on, right, in order to establish, you know, the Xeris on Kosov or the Din, you know, of Eidus? So what I'm saying is, if the Mechayev is Chovas HaGavra, then you have that in Eidus Miuchedes, even in Halva Akar Halva. Right? But
why do we even believe one person on the Chovas HaGavra?
You're not. You're bringing both people on the Chovas HaGavra.
No, but like when he sees...
It's a different... What I'm saying is the Chetz Shel Eidus here is not on Maisa Halva that took place at a certain point in time. It's two people coming together and saying, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Begavra. Reuven Begavra owes Shimon Begavra $100. I'm saying, why isn't that two people giving... Why is that different than two people who come and say, you know... two people come and they say, we saw a halva. or two people come and they say, we know, assuming that knowing of a chiyuv without knowing the trigger of the chiyuv is enough to be mechayev. So two people say, we know of a chiyuv.
And then we would be restoring the ability to say...
It sounds like he's saying...
And then we would be able to...
Either that's not the point. It sounds like he's saying that's not the point. Or that, like you're saying, that, you know, it would be 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, but why is it 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 if you're made? He said, maybe he just thinks there's no such chalos as in Dine Mamanus, you know, saying that, you know, you're chayiv, like, you know, the gavra, as opposed to why you're chayiv, the trigger mice.
And then we would be able to restore saying the psulei dafad is sheker. So what would that look like?
Say that again.
Then we would be able basically to sustain.
So he's saying if it was sheker, then so you get sheker and sheker. It's almost like a little bit like what I was saying about echa begabba v'echa bekreisa. The guy comes to court and says, ah, shah sheker. The other guy comes to court and he says, oh, the day before he also lent them $100. Ah, shah sheker.
So it can't be that. That's what he says.
Right, so it can't be that it's kashash shaker, because otherwise we're putting these together. So if we're putting them together, then obviously we believe.
And according to Rebbe, that we'd be able to say that the psulei dafad is sheker.
Yeah.
So what would that sheker be?
Would it be, what would that sheker, or at least kashash emes? I don't know if it's kashash sheker.
Of what, like that what you're lying on the ages?
Oh no! So it could be
a different kind of sheker even now. It's not like that he's delusional or not seeing straight.
Well, little bit that's the delusional. This is like very related to the Decevus is delusional thing in Siman Lamed Aleph, which we'll get to, but very similar. I mean, the Decevus too, like the Xos basically says that Edechad is not Naman B'mamon, that's Xeris HaKasim. Which you'll see in a moment how Tashbetz discusses that too. Right. I mean, Tashbetz is much earlier than Xos and Decevus, obviously, several centuries earlier. But, it's interesting that you have to say, they don't know this Tashbetz, obviously, so they're not discussing it. But the Xos basically says Xeris HaKasim. And the Nesiva says that it's at least there, that it's Bididami. Meaning, we don't think he's a liar. So it seems he's trying to work around it, you know. Why doesn't he have Chesed Kashas? It's because there's only one.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, the Xos is saying it's Xeris HaKasim. Like, don't ask me questions. Or he's saying Chesed Kashas is a Chinesh, and therefore it's Xeris HaKasim that you need to. And the Nesivas is saying, no, yes, Chesed Kashas. The problem is Kashas doesn't help you, because there's another problem, and that is maybe as a wild fantasy or imagination, right? And that's where the point is, that, you know, two people don't have the same, you know, fantasy. If you don't believe somebody, you don't believe somebody. But if you believe him, but you think he might be exaggerating, or he might be, unrealistic, you know, not reliable. So unreliability, you know, unintended unreliability or fantasy, you know, that is not, people don't have the same, you know, that's why I usually quote, you know, Tolstoy, you know, in the context, you know, of that. Like people, you know, again, his things about, you know, happy and, you know, sad, you know, people and families, you know, whether they're the same or different. But the point is that people's fantasies are different. I think that's a Dabar Pashut. No one has the same exact exaggerations, right? So that's the Nesivus' answer to this question. But the Tashbetz, I think, is saying something different. Anyways, let's just continue just for a minute. Dil shikar lo chashina nafila b'chad, mishum dil lo nechshadu Yisrael lohoid b'sheker. It's beautiful language, though. Even Eidachad, right? The sheris Yisrael ayasa avla. Ella, his view, like Rixos, Shigzeris Melachi. Shaloya Komedachad, Lakolavon, Lakolkatas, El Nishnua. Okay. And this is a underline, double underline. Ukimo Shapasla Krovim, Afil Lakovas Krovasayim, Upasla Moshe Viaron, Shumzeris Melach. That's the Gemara in the end of Babasra, right? Moshe Viaron, Xeris Melachi, Shneachine. Right? We don't really believe they're lying. Right, but it's Xeris HaMelech. Hachanami pasla edachad mishum Xeris HaMelech. Afagav deleka lemechesh l'shekra. But not so simple, right? Because the point in Moshe V'Aaron is more, and this is a discussion between the Chinuch and the Sefer and the Minchas Chinuch, you know, is really is the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara too. it's not a coincidence, you know, that Krovim, when we say Gzeres HaMelech, there can be two meanings to that. Right? One is that, oh, we have no clue. There's nothing to do with Sheker, which is the way the Tashbitz is reading it. Eidakar has nothing to do with Sheker. Krovim have nothing to do with Sheker. After all, Moshe and Aaron are included in the mix, so obviously nothing to do with Sheker. Gzeres HaMelech. Gzeres HaKasuv. We don't know why. Right? But the Pashtus, that's what the Menchas Chinuch says. He says, I don't understand what the Chinuch says. Chinuch, you know, I mentioned this in the past also. If you look at the Sefer Mitzvos and the Sefer Chinuch, when they talk about Psulei Kurva, so they provide two opposite perspectives, but both of them try to explain, you know, how Krovim are unreliable. Now, one explains, I'm trying to remember who says what always, you know, I think it's the Rambam who says, like, you know, Krovim are unreliable because, like, there's so much baggage, you know, and it's like an opportunity to get, you know, back at, you know, Uncle Bill or, you know, Brother Bob or, you know, whoever it is, you know. So, like, the temptation, and then the Sefer Chinuch, I think it's, I'm just remembering who says what, like, says the opposite, like, they're your relatives, of course you're going to support them. So, that itself is quite an interesting range. But anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch on both, on that, says, well what's the Sefer Chinuch talking about? Right? And the Shorash Amit, he says, the Gemara says, there's a Melech, right? The Pashtus, the answer is, that, you know, what the Gzeres HaMelech or the Gzeres HaKasuv is, even in this particular case, you know, it's that it's a low plug. That's the Gzeres HaMelech. I mean, of course, the broader category was excluded because there's a greater, even if there isn't an actual, maybe, and again, I think there are different ways to say it. If you want to say it even within the parameters of the Tashbetz, I think you could say, you know, Lo Nechshu B'Yisrael L'Hai B'Sheker Sheir Shisrael L'Yasa Havla, you know, but since there's a heightened, you know, objective, you know, exceptional likelihood in the case of Krovim in one direction or the other, so that's where they low plugged it and they exert some out. Again, my personal theory, I mentioned this a lot because I believe in it, is that in order to, like, you have two opposite phenomena in the halacha, and they are related to each other. As one is an exceptionally expansive concept of, you know, keskes kashrus, you know, and you really think of it as, like, you know, Eidus Gemura. Again, there's a Sefer Chinuch out there. Sefer Chinuch says, Eidus isn't 100%. We know people lie, you know. But the halacha treats it as 100% until we know they lie. That seems to be the case, notwithstanding Sefer Chinuch. So on the one hand, you have that expansive, and on the other hand, in order to protect that and to be able to kind of rely on it, we also built in, you know, kind of in a low-plug way, like, where there's likely to be a chink in that armor, you know, even if you don't choshesh the particular case, or even if in general there's not enough, like, to be choshesh. But to give it the full edus, you know, quality that you want to give it, you also have to kind of secure that by eliminating, you know, even the chashash rachok, and in a low-plug kind of a way. That's what I think, at least, is the mainstream view. But so that's the answer. You know, Michas Chinuch was saying, like, what are you talking about? Gzeres HaMelech. You know, Chinuch was explaining why the Gzeres HaMelech is a low plug, even in a bat, like Moshe Yaron is a bat. You know, you got to tell me that Ploni and Almoni come into the court, you know, and we really objectively think that they're more likely to tell the truth than Moshe and Aaron? Right? That's Lo Yitachen. That's Gzeres HaMelech. Doesn't mean that the reason that Moshe and Aaron in the category of Krovim aren't puzzled is because of a tendency, whether it's this way or that way, you know, to be more to be less detached and less objective and less truthful. Anyways, Tashbitz says nothing, will not accept that at all.
What's so funny is it's like also like Shnei Achim Gam Yachdav. It's like we often think about if there's like something wrong with people, yeah, if they can't be totally objective and unbiased.
Right.
It's like the Moshe Aaron is like, no, they had such an affection, right, for each other. The concept that they would lie is impossible, but the concept that they'd be totally impartial is also.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting point.
Based on the Rimi Gash, that's only possible for Dayot. It's not Rivas.
Right, the Rimi Gash on Mem. Chen Mem Gimel.
It's a foolish
Midrash. You know, says no, but he has an original suggestion that, you know, and then he's Doche.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rivi Gash Mem Gimel first says, you'll say that they can't, you know, that, you know, because he, you know, that he can't be objective. He says, I think that's limited to Dayanim and not Tehidim. But he does bring it up, which I think is interesting. I think it's rehabilitatable in a way. But yeah, that's a very fascinating Rivi Gash, which also got, by the way, part of which language wise also made it into the Rambam and Perek Tes Vav, like Hilchos Seitas Halacha Aleph. And some of the Lashonas there, as well as in my opinion, I don't know if I ever, when we did Ogea some years ago, I discussed it, but in that, you know, the Shkenim, you know, which are made Yamama Vilelia on the Sukkot of Klav Tesla and Aleph, Ram has a particular take on that, on what's considered Ogea there, and I think that's also just like the Baal Davar, the Rinagash, great example of it. Anyway, okay. So back to the Tashbates, Elixir Sambella, Shalayakum and Echo Mikalav on the Kokata Selvishua. Ukimo Shapasla, that's what occasion this. Krovim, Afil Lakobas Krovayim, right? Which will only be a problem according to one of the two formulations. Upasla Moshe Vyarum, Shumzer Smella, Akanami Paslaidakum Shumzer Smella, Apagav, the Lake of the Mechash, the Shikra. He says, no, Yef Shalom Arkane. Even that you can't say. That's kind of what the Gzal says. Deha b'perikah, you found the comparison. Deha b'perikah, isha shalom, amrinon, b'baya deidacha b'machama, deidacha d'mehemen, b'shinu milsa b'idul b'yama m'shaker. Mash m'haba amachayshina d'dil b'mashaker. I'm not so sure about that. I also have this view, and this has to do with an exchange between the Bosh and the Tashbates, about deidacha b'misa sabal in a different place. But Milsa Davido Ligluye is like a hedge against Sheker. That's the way, the Pashtus of the way many people understand it. I think it also could be understood that if something is Avido Ligluye, so we don't look at we don't look at it as Eidos, we look at it as more kind of Hakara. Because it's Omeid Ligalos anyway. So it's more like, you know, you're establishing the facts rather than, you know, being made, you know, in a bigger way. So I think that's an interesting, but not a foolproof raya. All right. Anyways, what is it? So v'dira tam l'shul davar. Listen to this. The vada idachar abba lahayin the bezdin shasha rachoka hi lifkom ben bris, right? Muksak bekashrus shesheker who made avol mekomakom efshar she made besheker leman shesachor. Mashain Lakshur Bazesh Nadim Ksherim Shain Lakoshud Klal Zera Bruche Hashem. Beautiful language. Shiyu Khatsufim Kokak Shaloy's Baishu Zemiza. Meaning we're not worried that you're gonna tell a lie per se. We're worried that it's so interesting, right? That they'll buy you out. You know, that somebody will tamper with your testimony. But we're also not worried that two people will tamper. You know, be tampered with in their testimony, because they'll have enough dignity that, you know, that they can't look each other in the eye, even if they're both in collusion, meaning they're both complicit, you know, but they won't be able to, that far they won't be able to go. Like an individual doesn't, no one else knows what he's doing, except I guess for the, you know, for the guy who buys his testimony. But, you know, if he has to look at another aid who's also in the same position, you know, that he won't be able to do. Kivin Shein Bukzaka Bekashras. Who can amrinim b'gemar to b'nei marava ein shnayim b'tzuvim lachto b'shvil echad. B'gemar parakashuf amrinim makzuke sahadi b'shakra lo mechaskina. So what's the pshat? Kivin shafilu b'eid echad hadavar rachok shesheker kumei. So it's not Xeris Akasu. It's not a real Shashaker, but it's Ein Motzien Mamon Beidu, just like a Motzien Mechimrel of Araya kind of thing, because it's Kshash Rachok that somebody's buying him out. Avali Talnu Olav Chiv Shmua Ula Yodel Adavar Kahed. Right? Not as a patur. Im kein, because he doesn't have the ability, according to Tashbetz Mechayim. Im kein, davar nuat, maspik lebezdin, lesalek chashosho zu, mialzeh ha'ed, ulamid al chaskaso, because the whole thing is very, very, you know, basically, a dachod would be nema. Mostly, he is trustworthy. It's only if you, you know, you pay him off.
Hey, l'sayel l'rishon b'chiyuvo. Al kein begilui luat kazeh hechzak nuhu b'kashros.
This is confirming what I've said before, which is, he's not interpreting that, you know, like I am, which I think is a lot of evidence for, and certainly for the Rambam, which is that it's edus ala gavra, or edus ala chiyuv, and that you have two edim for. He's basically saying that each ed echad is Nisayeya and Mechazek the other Eid Echad. But not to the point, then the question would be, so how come you don't have $200? Because each one is kind of, it's a Chashash Rachok, we can't be Motzi, but we can be Motzi if there's somebody who, oh, we already know they have dealings between them. You know, each one's, you know, mostly. Aval, Mikomokom Yesha Lechaivo Bishnei Manim, he has to address that because of what he's saying. I wouldn't have to address that. Sharei his schema Torah shall all the chayim amen al pi edecha. The chiyav nu amana rishon shehid ha'eda rishon vasinu mizah sheni snifin. Instead of saying, oh, they're each one backing each other and strength, which would, you know, be reasonable given this analysis. So each one is, it's not what's really happened. The second guy is the auxiliary guy, the support guy, right? With salek mel rishon also kshash rachok. So that's how Shnayim Eidim and Eidus Miuchedus work.
Which is it's very interesting because that makes Eidus Miuchedus different, according to him, yeah. And Beis Eidim Mamash.
Because it's, yeah.
The way that the seal of
even
the
where it works, because exactly. The Shnayim Eidim are Shnayim Eidim.
Right.
And this is a Chizuk Ha'echad.
So you can wonder if like the Chizuk Ha'echad.
There might be differences.
Yeah, it's like better.
Except that it starts off with, you know, all this only works because it's a very, very chashash rachok shum shaker. On the other hand, he's not seeing chiyuv shmua, which you might have thought he would, given this analysis, as a p'tur mamon or a chiyuv mamon, etc. Right. Very interesting interpretation. Okay, is that the whole thing I wanted from this? I'm trying to remember one second. Yeah, there's more. Sorry. Well, if he's at Hatam near Sazer Shomin and Birushalmi. It's a very interesting analysis. He wants to put this in the Rambam. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I want to get to the other thing. Of a Kivin She Inachot Chashashu Choka. Right. The Nira, I'm just going to skip to the next paragraph. The Hainu Tamad Eidechad Neman Bi Surin. This is also interesting, just too good not to mention, especially for next year. That, you know, once you think, you know, that a Eidechad is practically Neman Megamri, it's just a Kashash Wachok of Sheker, you know, to connect that to Eidechad Neman Bi Surin. The Hashtahi Kashash Wachoka, Sheinu Choshin, Duma Meshaker, Leke Lamechash Bi Surin. You could have said no, because you just need the manos, not anus. Or kosher came, but not what he's saying. He's saying, you know, you can't be motzi mamon, but you're really not kosheish, and therefore it's really kind of, maybe an echad nisurim is a subset of edus too. Bishumach amrin bever kolmer b'kidushin, gabi ishta shazinsa b'ed echad. Afagav the Kamelon Karava, ain't of Shirapaz Mishnayim. The Gemara says, Avilach, Aminan, Imehemelach, Kibetrei, right? Zil Afka. So that Gemara is interesting. Gemara, is that like based on his Chaibus? And even his Chaibus per se, or his Chaibus of the. So basically, what the Tashbetz is saying, no, you don't need that. It's just strengthening when he says mehemeli kebetray, like yesh dvarim bego, because it already has kind of like a potential of betray in it. Hashta azlala hachi chashasha rechoka. That's a pshat. It's a new, it's a different understanding of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gnir shezeu tamo shol, also kedesh shol davar shemina torei decha bestira desota kedisa the kivin shakita v'nistar aglayim l'davar. Right? Why is edecha nema besota? Right? You would have thought that's a special din. No. What?
Yeah, is he like distancing himself from the Ram? The Ram seems to make it this. He's making a chilek between eight alpha besota and other eight
alphas. In terms of kashrus and pasulus and all that. Right. Yeah. So what would he say about that? Mashma da eid kisha pasulus Torah lav mishum devadi mishaker o karuv levadai yada mishum chashash rachoku de pasulim levadai. The kimadika ktsas raglayim ledavar. So that kind of neutralizes. Amrina divade bekrushta come aside. That makes it back to Eidos. Vilo hayinu choshin chashash karov l'shikra le'edachod mipnei shakina l'alinam aminam l'le'ed. If we really were choshesh l'sheker, then edachod besota wouldn't work. Efshar karavu shomar torah ba'edim, etc. Avala eid shu muksak bekashrus ele mipnei chashash racho k'tzas raglayim l'davar misalkim osok shasham. Just like the edachod sniff in Eidus Miuchedes, the raglayim ledavar of kinoi. V'nira shemipnei zeu ne'amaloma ra'isi ha'horeg ra'kidei shelo te'araf also negla rufa. The lake lemecha shebezet sachru. V'lefize hecha de kimlan ledaina delo meshaker avad uvda besaduse. Ein tzarch lomar idacha dela filu isha filu karo. This is huge kiddush. Now he's saying, you know, because he needs to say that once he's brought in Edechonem, Bisurim, and Sota, and so on. So now he's going to expand. He says, anytime there's, you can neutralize the, this Shasheker, Rachok, it's Eidos, even if it's Isha and Karo. Eched the Kimon de Lomashaker, Samachale, a very big Kiddush. Ela Shabedacha, Dover Muat, Maxiko Vakashras. The Sharp Sulim ad the Kimon Ledayan. The Dayana Begave, so there's a different criteria whether it's kosher. Right. Biafa Gav, Dam Rabusa Sha in the Lesu, the Daina Lamemar Kim Libigave, Haina Bemilsa de Lokim of the Inish Babusa, this is Kushti Elahu Dayan. The Kivin de Nistalek, Hare the Kshash, Kishne Edim Ksherim. The Achar Dvarim Ba Emes Aela Yesham Lamar Shedish Shazet Haed. Who made a lachish lom shikra chada chazaka in the mchote v'lalo? Umisha made sheker osachem mipnei skar o ana acheres. The kshas ze ena beidazu. The gam in lachish tashta shkude ashkade. Right, the saduse haki in the particular case that he's talking about. V'od second, it's a long tshuva. Yeshinakar Shemachazek Shein Amneid Sheker, of the Inchi de Meshakri Pshashem Nitzolim and Asalim Nes, in a particular case. Dolomikulan Ainzel Agili Milsa, David Alagluye. Let me see if there's anything else relevant. Ubeina Lamemer Milsa Mistafinim Rabosai, Devada Ilo Ifshita Bayade, Echad Bamakama, Akati Misapka I, Mishum Dolom Meshakar Bemilsa David Alagluye. We made that in Daraisa. Im kein ifshita mishum de lo mishaker b'milsa davidu leguye v'kim d'kein afilu lahorid achin l'nachla mehemen t'chihechen mehemen la'erva achamura. There's a question whether you apply edecha b'misa sabal, right, only to heter, you know, nisuin, or even to like nachla. He's saying if it's really midin that you've neutralized the chash sheker, you should apply to mabinas too. Now, sisim lo ashkan damri beit silo sheinachem yardim lenachla el alpia, and so on. So that's, you can see what's going on here. Avu mikamakom ein safek sheidusa shozah ha'ed hi raya brura lebezdin shloi sheker hariu kishnei edim ksheirin be'edu zu me'atomim shechasavti. Yesh lismok olav laharid zeakarov l'nechasav aviyarid bana. All right, so that's the Tashbits. Very remarkable tshuva. As I said, the Nesivos, you know, what is it? What did I say? Simin Lamed Aleph? Yeah, this Nesivos is trying to explain the discussion of the machlokas between the Shach and the Chachmei Brisk, the old Chachmei Brisk. The Chachmei Brisk quoted by the Shach in Simen Lamed Aleph were mistapek about the following issue. Right, the Gemara says this is a. Also, Cheskes Abatim in an end of Shavuos topic. Shnei Kitein Makisha Zuazu. Ziyam Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Right, Rav Huna says Cheskes Kad Zubam Pneatsa Mina Zubam Pneatsa Mina, and Rav Chisda says a fascinating argument. Bahadi Sahadi Shakri Lama, and therefore there's a psul. Ah. However, we paskel like Rav Huna. It's a very fascinating argument in general. A whole topic. We pass like Rav Huna, meaning Zubav Pneatz Meida, Zubav Pneatz Meida, and we just go by Cheskes Kashrus. However, the Gemara says in Shavuos, in the seventh parak, towards the end of the Sakta, that you can't combine an Eid Echad, you know, from each Kat. In other words, if like a Reuven and Shivon are Matkish, Levi and Yehuda, so Reuben and Levi cannot, you know, be Aden together either, right? Because Mimonoshech, one of them is a liar, right? Very reasonable Gemara. There's a whole discussion in the Tosis Rid in the Cheskes Abatim in that sugya of Shteki to Aden, like what will happen if you need both kite edim for something, like you pascha like Rav Huna, like zeba pnatz me, zeba pnatz me, right? But let's say you need like eda in order to convict somebody. You need like edus that they were married and edus that they, you know, edus that there was a marriage and edus that there was a betrayal, something like that, right? So there's no din Torah unless you have both edios. So can kat number one and kat number two, who are makhish each other in some other din Torah, can they both be like the foundation, you know, for a din Torah that requires both kiteid? Right? That's a discussion in the Tosis Rid, Judaism Tosis Rid. And, you know, it kind of highlights the problem because, right, you know, Mimanavshach, obviously. Mimanavshach, you're relying on a kat, which was Meshachir. Can you do that or not? Oh. The Gemara's case is just a little bit different. The Gemara's case is, you know, you're taking, you know, from each kat. The Chachmei Brisk and the Shach in Simen Lamed Aleph are discussing the following case. Let's say instead of having, you know, two kite edim, a makisha zuazu, and then taking one from each kat, or like the Tosis Rid case, which might all anyway be different, you know, you where you have to rely on both kite edim. Let's say you have eid echad keneged eid echad, you know, in a case. Can the two eid echads combine into a kat in some other case? If that's the case. Be'edachot omer lova v'asheni makhisho imitzdar fin yachav le'edisacheres kim shekol echad eino mukhash mishnayim. The Shach says ein mitzdarfin, right, in the Chachmei Brisk thought that you could be mitzdarin u'betumim makshe mehod shavuos deparach hashas echad omer gavoa beis mirdos, etc., etc., the mitzdarfin le'edisacheres v'asam echad mukhash mayhi. ולשיטס הכל מנועל אין כאן קושה. ולפי אני אז דייתי אליישב דבריהם, תנאי לכור הקושה, מה סברה היא זו? Right, lo mar de mitzvah. How could they combine? Kim chen amukhash, rak miyachad, mikol makol. Anan, bezdin, sahadi sheid echad, sheker heid v'nifsal. Al kokas or klomer b'tam adavar, dine besumin reishchav kabeis gabei neman abal, amekach mukach dem, b'mokom demeid adayik neman echad kishnayim, al kokach hodei echad. Inon emam bialma, who mishum de lo doik the omer b'dadami, who b'makom the kimla v'lechazal, the diek b'shas ma'isa, kegon b'balamekach, the simid reishchav beis, lo koshdu shemeshaker b'nezid, meaning in echad's posel, not because you know he's chashaker. Or he's Eino Neman, etc. But because of Lodoyin. We just don't think that we think he's imagining things, you know, he's a little delusional, or he just wasn't paying attention. And that's why we don't rely on him. And that's why when you have two of them, right, we assume they're not both not paying attention the same way or both delusional in the same way. But the Charakasha, in Kain, in Echad Mukhash, Mibes, Amai Nitzal. Name the Amar Kain, the dummy of Lav Rosha, who Al Kork of Tzorkal Kali, Kamosh Machalik Kasma, Akanami Benachuk, Shabo Adim, Shehid Shekel, or Machshu and Safek, the dummy. Yeah. Anyways, on this basis, he's suggesting that when you have Eid Echad, Keneged Eid Echad, they might be able to combine because there's no psul, there's no Chash Sheker, the only reason we're Makabal them is because of the dummy. And here they're reinforcing each other. There's no psilgav. Okay. There are other ways to get out of this problem. And that is that maybe the psul, even the mimonachach psul, is based on this, I think what the Rav once said. Maybe even the mimonachach psul isn't based on like mimonachach, somebody's telling a lie. Maybe it's like a formal din of, you know, being mukhash al yideid. So, you know, when it's legabe, being mitsuraf together, you know, each one is acknowledged to be kind of mukhash be'edim if they come from different kite edim or mukhashim. But when you have edachad b'hakhasha, maybe that isn't true. Right? On two levels. Number one, that, I think I mentioned this last time also. You'll see this in a minute in the Ksos and see this somewhere else. And that is that number one, the language of the Gemara in Kiddushin Samachem and Beis, you know, Eid Echad B'Hakhasha Mi, you know, Mi Ika, and we'll see this in a minute, is, you know, in general, there's a question about Hakhasha. You know, whether trey is fake derisa, fake rabbanon, trey ki isa kalesa. In other words, basically, when you have trey, like they knock each other out. You know, and it's like there's no Kabbalah Seidus. You know, or even if there is Kabbalah Seidus, but, you know, it's kalesa, it's ki isa. Like, you know, what exactly, you know, is the consequence of all this? So I think the suggestion is that, when you say Eid Echad, you know, two things. Number one, maybe you need to be mukhash in order to be pasul, even mimanushach. And maybe Eid Echad, can I get Eid Echad, is not called hakasha. And certainly that would be the case if you say that, you know, shnayim neged shnayim is Kabbalah Seidus at least. Maybe even kiisa. But Echad, can I get Eid Echad, maybe that's a pshat in the Gemara, Eid Echad, hakasha mihika. Is like, you know, there's no Kabbalah Seidus. Like, all things never happen. You know, super Kaleisa. So then there's no Shein Bo Kash. Like, all things just never legally happen. Again, if you're interested in, like, you know, trying to figure out, like, Mimanafshach, do we have a lion in our midst? You know, then there's no difference between the three cases. Meaning, Eid Echad, Bahakasha, now them joining together. Shnayim, the case where Vaday is possible, that's Gemara Shuas. Shnayim made him against Shnayim made him and picking one from each kat to serve in a kat. Or the Tosis Rid case of, you know, each, you're not joining a kat from, you know, people who look who themselves call each other liars. You know, but still there's a miman of shach. Somebody wasn't telling the truth. You know, nibein shnei hakitos, even though, you know. Right. So these are three scenarios which are identical from the perspective of, you know, vadai, somebody getting it wrong, or maybe even vadai sheker, but in terms of formalistically, whether it's Kabbalah Seidus, whether it's Gisa Kalesa, whether it's a shame like Mukhash Begavra, you know, you might be a Mechalik in these three cases. Anyway, but this is the Yisod of the Nesivas here, where he basically says that the reason this could work is because there's no psul. Eid HaChod is not possible. Eid HaChod is a din of the dummy. And therefore, there's also the brilliant, you know, advantage of it is. So there's no Mimonashach Sheker either. We're not Choshish L'Sheker, and it's not Exeris HaKasuv. You know, so well, why couldn't you combine, you know, two Eid HaChod and some other din Torah? If the assumption is just B'dadami. Right, that's not a psul. Amnam nira diafshar litlos b'shum davar l'hachshar eidus sheker kiim sh'amar kein b'dadami. L'fiza ein l'hachshar eid achon ha'mukhos v'pi eid achon kiim k'sh'omar kein b'toris eid achon. Ava b'beis sh'bo l'hoid ein tolim b'shum echon mehem sh'amar kein b'dadami kiim sh'bo l'hoid u'mitzarif sh'yu beis eidim. Anyways, so that's the deceit. But the Xos actually just says it's Exeris HaKasuv. So you have like a full range, like what's wrong with Eid HaChod. For our purposes, this is really, really consequential in terms of understanding, you know, whether Eid HaChod is Eidos, whether the Chiyuv Shvua is something, you know, different, or it's just a tour, etc. Akiva.
Yeah, is the Nesivus so convincing for why there be a Shvua d'Oraisa on Eid HaChod, if it's only B'dadami, like if the internet mon is coming
to mean if there's B'dadami, again, B'dadami doesn't mean that everybody, I mean, B'dadami again is also, yeah, like the Tashbates, you know, it's a Chashash, you know, so we're worried about it. And therefore we lessen, you know, I think the question is, oh, if you're really worried about B'dadami, you know, not why is there a Chiyuv Shvua, but, you know, is the Chiyuv Shvua really just a Patur Mamon, you know, or is it probably less than that? I'm guessing it's less than that. It should be less than that, all things speaking. But I'm not troubled, like, why is there even a Chiyuv Shvua? Even as a Patur Mamon, I'm not troubled by it. Because, you know, The Ptur Shvua kind of covers you for the B'dadami. You know what I mean? So that doesn't trouble me. But the Ksos here, as I say in Siman Lamed Aleph, just says, you know, Eid HaChod is a Gderes HaKasuv. So there are a number of other issues. I mentioned that there's a huge machlokas of Rishonim, it could be Rambam and Raivid. We have to stop in a minute. We have to call it like 7 minutes? Yeah. So, you know, about Rav Chiya Kamaisa, I think that's a really interesting issue. It could be the Rambam Driven, certainly the Ramban here in the Bava Basra mentions it as well. Like the paradigm of Rav Chiya Kamaisa is, as we're familiar, is what happens, you know, you have Shnayim Eidim or Me'idim, like the guy says, you owe me $100. And then Shnayim Eidim, instead of Motiv Mixas, you have Shnayim Eidim, Me'idim, that he owes $50. But he's not Moda. So it's instead of Moda, but that's what Gemara says, Lo Yehei, you know, Hadas Edim, you know, less than Hodas Pin. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Shai Mosin. So the Gemara said, that's the Rav Chiya Kamaisa, that if, you know, if you are Achayim B'miksas, then you're Achayim Shvua, you know, Bashar. So the question is, what about other chiyuvim, right, that are not engendered by Shnayim Edim, other chiyuvim mitzvos that are not engendered by Shnayim Edim, but that are chiyuvim nonetheless? So this could happen in all sorts of different ways. I guess we'll speak a few minutes about this next time too, but you know, through other things like kala omer levitzi kilomer la paraiti, or things like that. But let's take it, you know. So there could be a view. Well, let me say it this way: there seems to be one machlokus rishonim seems to be like, is it that chiyuv b'miktsas, you know, is always mechayev b'shvua, or tashlum b'miktsas is chayev b'shvua, no matter what the source of it and the nature of it is. So we don't really care why you're paying miktsas. Whenever you're paying miktsas, right, you're going to be chayev take a shvua on the shahr. Is that the halacha of Rabbi Chiya Kanaisa? Or certainly based on the language and the paradigm case, you could say no. Only if the reason that you're paying miktsas, you know, is strongly rooted. You know, I mean, it's based on edus in this particular case. So what will happen? That's one question. If it's any, well, why should it be that tashlum miktsas alone? Well, I mean, it's especially if you take the view that motiv miktsas, that the mechayiv is taina chashuva, and that the hodah b'miktsas gives you, you know, the chashivas. So you could say, you know, the fact that you're mishalim b'miktsas gives you that chashivas, or no, only gives you that chashivas if it's really compelling. Not if it's a kind of more technical problem. So what will happen, and this seems to be the machlokas rishonim within this whole discussion, let's say Eid Echad is mechayev you a shvua, the miktsas, which you can't take, and it's therefore mitoshe nechal shalom mishal. So you're going to end up paying the miktsas, but not because of the paradigm Shnayim Edim, right, but because of mitok. If you're paying miktsas because of mitok, are you chayiv to be nishba on the other miktsas because of Motu b'miktsas? I mean, because of Rabbi Kanaisa? Or not? So, again, there are two ways to look at that argument. One way is to say what I said before, which is, we don't really care why, we just care that. As long as you're mishale miktsas for whatever reason, you know, that's enough of a taina chashuva to engender a shvua bashar. But if that isn't true, and we still want to maintain some sort of a paradigm of shnayim edim, meaning a compelling chiyuv, so then is mitoch that? The more you look at Eid Echad and mitoch as a real chiyuv mamon, obviously, the easier it is to make that equation with Rabbi Chiya Kanaisa. And the more you see it as, like, you know, either a knas d'oraisa or a harama, you know, like a reyesa, in other words, or just, you know, a chiyuv shvua that you can't pay any other way. But it's not really a chiyuv mamon. It's just, you know, it takes the form of mamon, but it's really a chiyuv shvua. Maybe a chiyuv shvua b'miktsas doesn't create another chiyuv shvua. So this seems to be, we'll talk about it next time, just very briefly, also part of the argument, you know, between the Rambam and the Ravid and another Rishonim, etc. And then, of course, you know, you have, you know, the question of Erechad Meseya. I'll talk about a few more things. Erechad Meseya, I told you to look at Shach and the Ksos in Simon Pezayin. That's kind of the Ki'isa Kaleisa stuff. Let's say you have like a Chiyuv Shuas HaShomrim and Erechad, and then you have an Erechad with Poter. You know, what happens, you know, then, you know, things like that. Or, you know, what about Erechad B'Hazam? You know, things like that. So a couple more things just to speak very briefly about to wrap up this, and then I want to speak briefly, at least in an introductory way, about like some things to look at in terms of Taluyim Zabin and a little bit of Modah. All right? So that's Thursday. Okay. And those of you who are off for the summer already, have a wonderful summer. And look forward to seeing you next year.